in our practice is to establish mindfulness. From a perspective that supports the understanding of stress, of suffering. So that we can cultivate the wisdom that releases us from that suffering. Our work is not to try to do that wisdom, but to cultivate the conditions in which that wisdom can arise. And so that means observing our experience in a particular way. Being curious about our experience as experience. Simple. Just this. Just what's here and now. Aware of that. As an arising. A perspective of curiosity about the conditioned nature of our experience. And the impermanent nature of our experience. These understandings are more possible to be revealed the more continuous our mindfulness is, seeing that experience comes and goes, does take some continuity of mindfulness over time. Seeing how experience conditions experience takes some continuity of mindfulness over time. And so this is one of the key conditions to support our practice, this engagement to remember. A light touch of effort. It is important to remember that continuity is supportive, and yet the way we might tend to engage with that might be to try to hold on to mindfulness, and an open hand, a soft touch, is more a supportive condition for the wisdom to grow. And so in the beginnings of a retreat or a particular beginning of our practice, a sitting or a walking period, it can be helpful to kind of check in about what level of effort or what kind of support for effort is useful at this point in your practice. Because the conditions change, it's not always the same, and so this is a dynamic exploration. We could almost say it's like the art of our practice to attune to the level of energy or effort that's needed to engage. Sometimes we might just simply lightly remind ourselves, am I aware? Aware. Of what? Receiving experience. Connecting to the objects of experience, body sensation, sound, a breath. Sensation, settling back and applying the effort to simply attune to receiving. Sometimes I find the analogy of listening to experience, listening to the body, listening to the mind, can support that receptive quality. A receptive and silent quality is a deep listening, requires the mind to be available to receive. And depending on what is happening, sometimes it can be useful to choose an experience out of the field and take some time to let the attention consciously aim towards a particular experience. If the mind is drawn to something that it's struggling to be with, if simply being aware moment after moment is that receptive mode is not able to meet experience, then choosing something simple, easy to connect with is a way to support this establishment of mindfulness. And if you choose to do something like that, you could explore attuning and then listening. Maybe attune to the breath and listen. What's it mean to listen to the breath? I'm using listening figuratively here, of course. As the awareness stabilizes a little more, perhaps we can step back and simply attune to being aware. Are you aware? Let the reception of the objects, let the receiving be the job of awareness instead of any kind of attuning to the experience. We attune to awareness itself. Aware? A little bit of a checking occasionally. Am I aware? Or perhaps even with a little less energy or application of effort could just be the recognition, already aware, an acknowledgement that you already know that you're aware, already aware. letting awareness do the job of listening. Curiosity can be a very natural support for continuity. And so sometimes using questions, what's this? Can enliven the mind that's curious. Some kind of general questions that work for me to arouse curiosity. What am I not seeing? What else is happening right now? But again, not trying to find anything there. Allowing the question to do its own work. If there's a little bit of a struggle happening, sometimes wisdom reflections can help the mind to be able to hold or meet something. Reminders of understanding that you've already had, right? This is impermanent. This is nature, the causes and conditions unfolding. Bringing wisdom thoughts into the mind can support the mind's capacity to stay and receive. Recognizing awareness. Maybe already aware. Simple recognition of awareness. Receiving experience. Opening to the truth of what is actually already happening in this moment. Has a great capacity to meet experience. Naturally malleable if we're not creating rigidity. What is the truth of this moment? What is arising? What is ceasing? When we stop resisting the truth of this nature of experience, the mind can relax. And a very natural awareness that simply receives, knows, experience. Can be present.